You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined again in the studio by Kate Lochte.
And we welcome on the phone Rick Shanklin at the National Weather Service office in Paducah. Rick, thank you so much for being with us. I'd like you to kind of address the overall picture of our region, and kind of I reckon you've had a chance to look around and tell me what you see in terms of tree damage sort of around the region.
Yeah, with Tuesday's ice storm, winter storm across the area, we did get ice accumulations of upwards of a half inch, some areas maybe even a bit more than that, and did cause some tree damage across the area, mainly limbs down here and there. And we did have some power outages as a result of that between the limbs and the power lines being coated with ice.
Now, when I asked you to speak with me today, I jokingly said I'd like you to say that there's going to be sunshine over the weekend and all of this will go away, however beautiful it is. I'm listening to some forecasts, and I'm not really sure that we're going to have much relief until the end of next week. What does it look like to you?
Yeah, I think you pretty much hit the nail on the head with that. You know, we may get a little sunshine over the weekend, and actually by Saturday afternoon, at least some peaks of the sun, and we may actually get above freezing for at least a brief time for the first time in several days. And then we're looking at temperatures by middle of next week, maybe even topping the 40-degree mark. That sounds odd in a way to say that, because you know our normal high this time of the year is about 47-48, and you know it's sounding good to even get up above 40 degrees, but that's the kind of pattern we've been in all winter pretty much.
So from, you know, if a bunch of meteorologists are sitting at a table, this isn't going to be a joke. What would you all say about the weather pattern going from a beautiful shirt sleeve day one day to, you know, freezing and raining and snowing and glum?
Well, you know, anymore, it seems that the normal is the unusual across our region. And, you know, we get a lot of variation in our weather. We just typically don't see as much of this extreme cold. So I guess if, you know, we were sitting around the table, we'd say, well, it's not that terribly unusual. We're just back into one of those cycles, you know, of colder winters that we sometimes get. And usually when we have had that, we have a really long kink in the jet stream across the eastern U.S., and when that briefly subsides for a day or two, that's when we get that rare nice day or two like we've had sprinkled in over the last few weeks.
Well, it certainly makes everybody antsy, I think, and I've been seeing, like, the Paducah Sun had a big picture about a crack, a cryo crack or something in ice on a driveway, making audible and, I guess, even feelable booms. Have you any information about that sort of phenomenon?
No, we really don't. You know, we've gotten quite a few reports about it and all, and, you know, of course, there is the phenomenon known as ice quakes, and you know typically it's further north in this area, and it's a bit hard to get anything concrete on it. But that's really more of a geology versus a meteorology issue.
So, going back into meteorology, what are we looking at now, day by day? Are we looking at significant accumulations of snow on top of the ice?
Well, you know, for tonight, we're looking at 1 to 2 inches is what we're forecasting across most of the area. There's some indication it could be lighter than that, but the thing is, it's with this really cold air we have in place, even a little bit of liquid equivalent makes quite a bit of snow. Generally, it's about 10-to-1 ratio. If you get a tenth of an inch of water equivalent, you get an inch of snow. But with this system, it's more like 15-to-18-to-1, we think. So, you know, even just a tenth of an inch of water equivalent could equal almost 2 inches of snow.
I'm glad you mentioned water, because for a while when this storm first came on, there was significant water on the road in some places. I travel daily, and I wonder if that almost flooding at the beginning of the storm is still contributing to extreme icing conditions on the roads, the back roads, not the major thoroughfares.
Yeah, I think so. I think you've had some standing water, and that was aggravated, too, by the cold that we've had. And, of course, we had the snow a couple days earlier on Sunday, and, you know, that did not let the water run off like it sometimes does. And frankly, that's something we've discussed just this morning that is a concern with all of this cold and all. If we don't warm up gradually, you know, that, and we get a significant rain event, that could cause flooding problems, you know, beyond what we would typically see with a given amount of rainfall.
Are you seeing any icing on any of the bodies of water that surround us?
Yeah, we've definitely seen some of that, and there have been reports, mainly a little bit north of here, you know, some ice causing some problems on some of the streams and all. So we're watching that, and, you know, some of the main channels generally are not, you know, they're fine, of course, but there's definitely more icing in the area, bodies of water, than what we've seen in quite a few years.
Well, Rick, has this convinced you to add more warm socks to your wardrobe?
Oh, absolutely. My dress has definitely changed this winter and will make me think about keeping that wardrobe a little bit healthier in terms of winter apparel in future years.
So, in a parting shot, I am guilty of not traveling all the time with a blanket in the car, with emergency gear. Do you do that? Are you ready to be stranded?
Well, yes, I do, although my wife recently was saying we were missing an item or two and kind of got on my case about that since I'm one that's promoting it frequently. So I do need to step up to the plate a little bit with that. But, yeah, we keep the thermal blanket in our car. In fact, sometimes we forget to take it out even in the summertime. But we try to take a few extra precautions with that. And, you know, one good thing, too, is just keeping your tank fuller in the wintertime.
Well, I appreciate you being with us, and I hope you bring us a lot of sun tomorrow.
Yeah, me too. You know, I like the cold weather and the snow. I think it's beautiful. You know, you have to admit that the beauty out there now with the ice and the snow on the ground is there. But I tell you, I'm more hungry for warm weather and sunshine, I think, than I've ever been.
Amen. We're
yeah.
with you.
Yeah.
Thanks for being with us today.
My pleasure.